Om Shanti. So can we have a moment of silence to start with? Thank you. Is everybody okay? Yes? Who does not have translation? Spanish? So you will have to group. Is okay? Okay. Who else translation? Russian? Okay, then you have to make a little group for translation. Because not enough booths. So, welcome to the journaling session. Usually these sessions are 3 days. But I think on this occasion, we have 2 days. So, today, I want to just share a little bit about the benefits of writing. And then to take you into a structured activity. In the early days, when we used to come to Madhuban, after Murli, we used to meet the daddies, and we would get homework. And that homework was to take a subject or a topic from Baba's Murli and write about it. We would have half an hour to write about it, and then we would have to come back in front of Daddy, and we would have to share and read out what we've written, and Daddy would make corrections in our understanding. And then, so this was about the churning of knowledge. And when we write about what Baba has said, we are in effect bridging our thoughts with Baba's thoughts. So that bridging means that I can remember what Baba says better. It's not my manmat inside, but Baba's words will stay in my mind. The second benefit I noticed from writing on a gyan topic was it helped me to understand Baba's intentions. Why is Baba saying this? What is Baba's intention behind this? And it was that experience of deeply understanding Baba's intentions behind his thoughts and words that allowed me to touch the ocean of love, pure love. Because Baba's words and Baba's Murli is spoken from his qualities and his energy. And what is Baba's energy? It's pure love. It's pure peace. You know, sometimes we think about Gyan, but we stay thinking and thinking and thinking. We don't get anywhere. But real manthan, churning, contemplation, takes us back to the source of the energy that created those thoughts. Because all thought comes from a place of energy. That's why the Murli is the breath of Brahmin life. Because in that breath and Baba's words, he's transmitting his love and his pure intentions. The second kind of writing, Daddy Gulzar would often say to us, especially in the early days, to establish an intimate connection with Baba. At night, write a letter to Baba and put it under Baba's pillow. You're in the center, put it in Baba's room. And I noticed that that writing is different to churning knowledge. You're telling Baba about your life. You are revealing yourself to Baba. But what I noticed used to happen for me when I used to write to Baba like this at night. You know, sometimes all our old sanskaras and nature react. So our brain that is hardwired to react all the time. When I reveal myself to Baba, those reactions get cleared. And I notice clarity, cleanliness comes into my brain. I'm not holding the reaction inside. It's out. And it's on paper. And I have literally written through the reaction until I reach a place of truth. You must have experienced this when you write and you have a reaction and then you keep writing and then eventually some wisdom comes through. So in effect, the act of writing is the act of developing a deep conversation with God. And the conversation is the relationship. Because sometimes when we think, so much of our past stuff is mixed in those thoughts that those thoughts do not reach Baba. But when we write and we clear the neural pathways in our brain and we start to clarify in writing our priorities, we revise things, then suddenly there is space for pure thoughts to emerge. That's why as a Brahmin, you have to write. You cannot get to your perfection without reading, writing, listening. But writing is key. And it takes a lot of energy from your brain. And there are various types of writing. Creative writing, narrative writing, you know, script writing. But what we're going to essentially use in the next 2 days is more creative. Just to start unblocking the channels in our brains. Now understand one thing. The theme is limitless love. Right? But the basis of receiving the Father's love is purity. And when I say purity, it's not just the experience of the eternal purity, the eternal form of purity. That's a lovely purity. I'm free from all bondage in the soul world. I'm free. That's the love, freedom of love. But the other purity is the purity of my original form when I'm here. When I'm completely soul conscious. Now to open the door of full soul conscious love means in Sangam Yuga I have to be honest with matter. Because in Satyug, matter, soul and matter are both pure. So I cannot just want to be up there and experience the freedom and love and peace up there. No. I have to experience Jivan Mukti here in this 83rd body and 83rd package of karmic accounts. It means in Sangam Yuga, the form of purity I have to live is honesty. Especially honesty with matter. And that's why to experience God's love now requires honesty and cleanliness. And that's where writing plays a key role in developing honesty. And you don't consider yourself to be too clever. Yeah, I know a lot. But of what you know, how much is practical is very little. The third type of purity is the purity of our benefactor form, the worthy of worship form. And the root of this purity is mercy and compassion. A clean, clean heart. So that Baba's mercy, Baba's love and compassion reaches other souls. If I'm holding rubbish in my consciousness about something and someone, what Baba has given me isn't reaching them. And that's why we don't experience love in lateral relationships here. So we want to keep escaping all the time. Ah, I'm okay on my own. In the gathering, no. I love Baba, I'm okay. Yeah, this is not karam sannyas. This is a family path. So understand that to really become fully loving, I have to cultivate all forms of purity. Yeah? And in that process, what I read, what I listen, listening breaks the ego of the intellect. Reading helps us to comprehend, and writing helps us to prioritize. Writing is the karma that starts to clear the misunderstandings and literally changes the neural pathways in your brain. If you learn to write, then you will be less reactive and your old nature and sanskars will have less of a control over you. Because through the act of writing, you're changing, literally, your brain. So today, of course, this is a journal you've all received, right? The topic is limitless love. We're not going to take up every single thing. But I am going to focus on the dimension of purity for the next 2 days. Because that's the foundation of receiving Baba's love. So today, I want to introduce you to, yes, we're going to write. And writing means, especially when they say automatic writing, it means automatic writing. It means you don't analyze or rationalize what you're writing. Now for that, there are two things. So I will give you which page to go to start a writing process. But there are two things involved. One is that you'll have a question in front of you that will stimulate some thought. It will stimulate your wisdom to emerge. Okay? This doesn't mean that when you're writing, it's about, oh, what's the right answer to this? No, there is no right or wrong answer. It is your experience, your story, your perception, your feelings that are very important. But as you're writing, what is equally as important is to observe yourself as you are responding to the question. Because this will stimulate a reaction inside. You may be trying to answer the question, or respond to the question, but there will be another dynamic being triggered in your brain. Feelings, maybe a memory. Write that down as well. Does that make sense? Don't just write down what is linked to the question, but write down all the data you observe that is becoming into your mind as you are responding to these questions. Because everything is connected. And even though it may seem that this memory has come, it has no connection with this, there is a connection. Or maybe there's a reaction inside. You're feeling uncomfortable. You write, I feel uncomfortable. Write it. Acknowledge the process that's happening inside as you're responding to the questions. Is that clear? Yeah? So what I'd like us to do is, instead of writing in straight lines today, I'd like to invite you to respond to these questions, but writing in a spiral. Who's done spiral writing here before? You know spiral writing? It's this writing. It looks like this. Can you see? Yeah? Okay. So basically, in the middle of your paper, you put a dot and you start writing from the outside. And you write and write and write and write and write in a cycle until you get to the middle. Why we're encouraging this on these questions today? Because it's more honest. It makes you more honest. As you write, and you have to move this notebook as you write, it deactivates your left brain, your control mechanism. You know how we like to control everything? Yeah. So it appears nice. Well, this is not about being nice. It's about being real. Okay? So you are going to spiral right from outside to in. Now, if your letters are very big, you'll reach the middle in 1 second. So adjust your font size. Okay? If it's very, very, very small, you will never get to the middle. So this is the method I want you to use as you respond to the questions I highlight in the journal. Is that clear? Any questions? Okay. So what I'm going to suggest, this is part one, okay? Can you take these instructions? Part one is this, where I'm going to give you the page where you're going to start writing like this. Now, as you do this writing, if you turn to page number 49 in your journal, please. If you don't have a journal, there's a journal at the front here. It's in that wrapped up. Yeah. So turn to page 49. And page 49 and 50 have two questions. Question one is, what victory do I have in conquering the vices in recent times? Okay? Page 49. And question two on page 50 is, when I look at myself in relation to the five vices, what is the main impurity that blocks me from the Father's love? From loving relationships, from expressing love in service. What root cause can I trace in the depth of myself? Okay? So the first question is, what victory do I have in conquering the vices in recent times? The second is, what is the main impurity that blocks me from receiving love from Baba, from expressing and sharing love? What's the root cause? Is that clear? Yeah? So I'd like you to now take 20 minutes and spiral right on both of these questions. Okay? Any questions from you? Is it clear? Yes. Page 50. 49 and 50. So just now, be quiet with yourself. Become introverted. And do this whole exercise as a detached observer. Capturing your responses to the question, and as well as observing your reactions you're having inside to it. When 20 minutes have gone by, I'll stop you. Okay? Off you go. So how did it feel doing that? Sorry? The recognition of the blocks inside. What else? The emotions are coming out. Okay? The critic left you, and more silence and wisdom was probably coming through. Right? And that's good. At least we ironed out the critic. That's good. Anyone else? Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. So the feeling of relaxation and trust in the process. It's amazing how the soul knows how to bring you back to truth. Isn't it? And writing is such a lovely way to let go and allow the process of becoming truthful reveal itself. Beautiful. Yes. Anyone else? Yes. It brought more details in terms of what you need to transform. Yeah, sometimes we skip these details. You know, Daddy Janki would always say to us, go into the depths. And it's when you go into the depth of something, you're not afraid of it anymore. Because you see it for what it is. Right? That's one aspect. And the other going into the details is that you start making the connections with the subtle aspects. Ah, this is connected to this, and this is connected to this, and this. Ah, now there's a focus being established. So through the writing process, you actually start to clarify for yourself what you need to change. Change isn't a vague, oh well, yeah, Baba's asking me to do this and this and this and this. You know, scientifically, physiologically, you can only pay attention to two things at a time to change. If you've ever been to a doctor's surgery, and you watch. This is how doctors get trained. You give the doctor a list of 8 symptoms. He will only start with 2. 2 at a time. That's about as much as your physiology can handle, your brain can handle. And what writing helps you to do is come down to those 2. And then once you gain traction and you gain a momentum in the transformation of those 2 things and it becomes a sanskara, then you take another 2. This is how we slowly become Shudras to Brahmins, Brahmins to angels, angels to deities. Little at a time. What else? What else came up for you as you were writing? I'm going to need translation for that. Vietnamese translation? It's easier for what's inside to come out. Yeah. Did you enjoy the spiral writing? Yeah? Did you feel it was unraveling something in your brain? Yes. Do more of this. Because as you do more spiral writing, it will balance your brain structure, your left brain, right brain. And you will be in a place to be much more compassionately honest with yourself. And you will enjoy being honest with yourself. Because when we can't be honest with ourselves, we end up creating our own obstacles and effort. Because we deny ourselves. We sabotage. You understand sabotage? It's like you block your own effort. You don't let yourself go forward. So this form of writing creates unraveling. You know, in a very gentle and beautiful way, and allows the brain to cope with facing something gently. Otherwise, if you write like this on a difficult topic, you know, in straight lines, you will end up judging yourself. You will end up being critical of yourself. But the brain won't change. So you will have the same problem and you'll keep writing about the same problem a lot. But your brain structure doesn't change. That's why spiral writing is very, very valuable for this. The spiral, this is interesting. The spiral writing keeps you alert. And sometimes you feel, I don't want to write, but you have to keep moving because the cycle has to turn. Right? So it tackles even the tamo energy in your brain. Because what is tamo pradhan energy? It is inertia. You understand inertia? It's like a very deep passivity. And sometimes some of you may have found that as you were writing, you may have been starting to feel a little sleepy. All this is your blocks coming out. The inertia, the energy of tamo coming out. The critic is the rajo energy. Yeah. What else? Yes. So what brother is saying is that when we respond to the questions, it's rather than just contemplating it in your head, it's easier to write and come to a place of clarity about it. To experience it also. To realize it. Yeah, I think writing increases the realization process, definitely. Okay, anybody else bursting to say something? I would really encourage you over your stay in Madhuban to take time in solitude and really work on your blocked channels here. It could be something you're blocked about in relation to Baba's Gyan. Take that topic, start writing. It could be something that's related to anything in this journal. Take any question in this journal, any topic, start writing. Tomorrow, I'm going to introduce another process. We're going to build on what we've done today. Because we're going to take this root cause and we're going to have a lovely conversation with it. But that's tomorrow, another process. Is that okay? Yeah? And I was asked to clarify the three types of purity I spoke about earlier, where the basis of receiving Baba's love is purity. And the experience of the purity of the three forms, the eternal form, the original form, and the benefactor form. And in Sangam Yuga, why Baba gives us the drill, why Baba tells us to become a donor, because he's encouraging us to practice all three forms. To experience the eternal form of purity, this is freedom from bondage. That means finishing limits in my head, in my thinking. I can, I can't. I like, I don't like. These are limits. If Baba is there, anything is possible. Daddy would say, if Baba asks you to do something, Baba also gives you the power to do it. So that's the eternal form. The original form is complete purity in soul and matter. So it requires me now to be very honest, not just with my conscience, and with what Baba is asking me to do, but also with how I'm implementing it through my body. It requires me to be honest in body, mind and wealth. Because honesty is a dimension of purity. And if I'm not honest with matter at any level, that will be my blockage, that will be my obstacle. Obstacles are not created by anybody else. The obstacles are only a product of our dishonesty with either ourselves or with matter. It's the second level. And the third level of purity is the benefactor form. And this is the form of purity that requires deep, deep cleanliness of heart so that there's only good wishes for someone. When people used to come to Daddy Janki and they used to reject what she had to say, she's asking, no, no, Daddy, we don't like what you're saying. Daddy, you always speak about God. Please stop speaking about God. Or they would say, Daddy, you didn't give me drishti. You know, when you are in the front, you get lovely hammers. The idol is beautifully hammered. So Daddy used to say to them, I will kill you with my good wishes. Now have you got that much good wishes to kill somebody with your good wishes? Or are you so weak that you let yourself be killed by what they say to you? So the third form of purity is fully benevolent. Cleanliness. And that's why as we really deepen the process of not just reading the Murali regularly, at least minimum 3 times a day, but writing on topics that we feel are still stuck here, we create honesty and cleanliness that allows purity to flow. It allows Baba's love to do this. And then we have loving relationship here, loving relationship here, and loving relationship here. That's what brings Satyuga. Okay? So I will be back tomorrow. My humble request is try and come on time so we can start on time and finish on time. Is that okay? All right, let's have a moment of silence and then we can break up.